The nun's priest is not described in the general prologue, just mentioned. After the description of the prioress, the head of a convent of nuns, we are told that another nun with her had she, that was her chaplain, and priests three, which means that she was accompanied by a nun companion, who is called her chaplain, a normal arrangement. But bringing along three priests as chaplains in our sense of the word seems both odd and excessive. Some scholars say that the phrase "and priests three" was not Chaucer's, but was inserted by a scribe. We get a little more information about him from the host, who addresses him with what might seem undue familiarity. The priest rides a nag that is both foul and lean, a sure sign that he is not well off, hence the innkeeper's lack of respect. And at the end of the tale, we also learn that the nun's priest is, unlike his nag, solidly built, a virile-looking man, wasted in a celibate profession, according to Harry. The nun's priest is a priest, a rather obvious statement that has a considerable bearing on his tale, for priests were, and are, by profession, preachers. And the tale that our priest tells has a great deal in common with the medieval sermon, except that it is not boring, as sermons have a reputation of being. The argument is carried on to a sizable degree by a common medieval method, the exemplum. The exemplum is an anecdote, brief or extended, told to illustrate the point being made in an argument or a sermon. There is a string of these in this tale, ranging from biblical references of one or two lines each to a passage of around 80 lines about the two traveling salesmen. From English history to Old Testament history to stories from Latin literature. These were, at the same time, colourful anecdotes to hold the attention of an audience, and authorities, that is, authoritative sources adduced to bolster the assertions of the speaker or writer. The people of the Middle Ages believed greatly in authorities. The tale itself is a beast fable, an exemplum with moral attached, a form that goes back to the Greek of Aesop and that is still familiar in cartoons. The animals talk, discuss medicine, argue about dream theory, and so on. This is absurd and acceptable in turn. For example, that they should talk seems acceptable enough, and has been since Aesop. But that the hen should comment on the absence of a local drugstore, where one could get laxatives, and that her husband should quote Cato, is deliciously daft. One of the subjects that the animals talk about is the significance of dreams, one of Chaucer's favourite subjects. For Chaucer was interested in the theory of dreams long before Freud, and the discussion between the cock and the hen in the tale represents well enough the differing points of view in the Middle Ages about the origin and significance of dreams. Another topic favoured by Chaucer, and much argued in the Middle Ages, but somehow a great deal less plausible in this context, and hence perhaps more comic, is the problem of free will. If you do something, do you do it because you were really free to do it, or did you have to do it? Since God foresaw from all eternity that you would or would not do it, does that imply that you were not free to choose in the first place? Is free will a delusion? Since this argument generally occurred in the context of discussion about sin and eternal salvation, it was a deeply serious matter for many people. Introducing such a problem into a barnyard squabble between a cock and a hen is comic, but it doesn't dismiss the topic as ridiculous in itself, just as it doesn't reduce the significance of the fall of Troy or the burning of Carthage because they are comically compared to the goings-on in the widow's yard. Like most beast fables, the nun's priest's tale ends, as we said, with a moral, rather tongue-in-cheek in this case, addressed to him who trusts in flattery and to him who jangles when he should hold his peace. Take the morality, good men. Or, to put it another way, take the fruit and let the chaff be still. You can decide which is which, or just enjoy the story. Here, after the knight interrupts the monk's tale, which has become rather tedious, there follow the nun's priest's prologue and tale, narrated by John Rayner.